Here's a 5'2" package from home, Judy Garland.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
Hey everyone, this is Mindy. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Old Time Radio. Next in our Judy Garland series is her appearance on the Screen Guild Theater, broadcast on November 9th, 1941. She pairs with, who else, Mickey Rooney, and they are reunited to reenact Babes in Arms, their classic from 1939. And this was to promote Babes on Broadway that would be released a few weeks later in December of 1941. Babes on Broadway is considered the third film in what's called the Backyard Musical Series. It starts off with Babes in Arms in 1939, then Strike Up the Band in 1940, Babes on Broadway in 1941, and ends with Girl Crazy in 1943. I haven't read a whole lot about Girl Crazy, but I know the first three, the common thread there is the exuberant young Americans working so hard for this dream, and they eventually succeed in gaining what they're after, and it's got great music and just a lot of uplifting, morale-boosting things that Americans needed at the time. This was stretched out over the course of World War II, and Hollywood was well known for giving movies to the public that helped them escape from the sadness and the loneliness and the horror and the worry of war. So that was Hollywood's part, and I found it interesting that Babes on Broadway was one of the first Hollywood musicals to acknowledge that World War II was even taking place. It probably because it was hitting right at the time where this was written after the start of the war, and so these movies were starting to hit the theaters, and also because, again, if it was meant to escape, then talking about the war wasn't really going to help anyone feel better or forget. So I thought that was kind of poetic, because Judy Garland was one of the first Hollywood celebrities to start touring and entertaining the troops, and was recognized very early on for her efforts. And we'll get into that in a lot more detail in the next couple of shows. I've kind of took a sneak peek, and it's coming up some great episodes where we can get into her military service there and how much she was adored by the troops. I've read that in many different sources at this point. She was very much one of their favorite. So look forward to that in the next few weeks. Again, Babes on Broadway was just another success for MGM. It cost $1 million to make, ended up making $4 million. So MGM is still getting a lot of bang for their buck investing in the Judy Mickey combo. And that Backyard Musical series, I've noticed, gets packaged. Those movies get packaged a lot together. So if you're out there looking for some Mickey and Judy collections, you know, it should be pretty easy to find. And there is a one note. How About You was one of the songs from Babes on Broadway, and it was nominated for Best Song in 1942. It's sung by Judy in the movie. It ended up losing to a song no one's heard of and that no one sings anymore, called White Christmas, which is ubiquitous, starting around mid-October until January. I am always uplifted, even on my tiredest days, to listen to a Judy song that I haven't heard before. And in this particular episode, we don't hear the Oscar-nominated How About You, but I went ahead and looked it up as I was kind of researching a little bit, and it's another great one. So sit back and enjoy the recreation of the 1939 classic Babes in Arms. And if you are so inclined, pull out those Mickey and Judy collections and have yourself a nice backyard musical festival.
The following program is transcribed.
This is Judy Garland.
And Mickey Rooney.
The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Presenting tonight, Babes in Arms. And here is your host, the director of the star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. The Gulf Oil Companies and your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer welcome you to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. That music you hear is Oscar Bradley's introduction for Babes in Arms with those two great young stars, Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. Mickey and Judy portray Mickey Moran and Patsy Barton, respectively, two youngsters who can't stay away from the theater and can't stay away from music. As a matter of fact, that's Patsy you hear singing right now. And that's Mickey playing his latest composition at the piano. Know where they are? In the offices of the Schuyler Music Publishing Company. Yes, sir, playing Mickey's tune for Mr. John Schuyler himself. Let's peek in and see how they come out, shall we?
Give a cheer for your land, where smiles are broader, freedom greater. Let every man thank his own creator. Hi there, Yankee, give up with a great big thank you. You're in God's country.
Oh, that's it, Mr. Schuyler. Well, what do you think?
Where'd you swipe that tune, Mickey?
Quit kidding. Words and music by Mickey Moran. Why, it'll sweep the country. Won't it?
Sure it will. It's a surefire hit, Mr. Schuyler.
Mickey, I'll give you $100 for it.
$100? Mickey, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? He's going to publish your song.
Yeah. Gosh.
Hey, what's the matter with him?
He's fainted. It was just too much for him, Mr. Schuyler.
Well, I think they did all right there, don't you? Of course, it isn't Millions yet, and it isn't Broadway. But then it ain't Hay either. Personally, I'm betting on Patsy and Mickey. We'll follow the checkered career of these young hopefuls just as soon as we check on something Mr. Heaston has on his mind. All right, bud?
Get the jump on winter. That's the sign you'll be seeing soon at your Good Gulf dealers. And it's mighty good advice for you motorists who live where frost and icicles and slow starts will soon be bothering you again. It's good advice for many folks who live further south, too. So let your Good Gulf dealer help you in two ways at once, with Gulf Flex registered lubrication and Gulf Lube motor oil. Gulf Lube, the finest regular-priced motor oil Gulf has ever sold, is refined by the exclusive Multisol process. It gives you easier starting and surprisingly high mileage. In addition, it resists the formation of sludge and hard carbon deposits. So get the correct grade of Gulf Lube for your part of the country. And take care of the rest of your car, too, with that modern Gulf Flex registered lubrication and by putting fresh winter-grade lubricants in your transmission and differential. Remember, to get the jump on winter, get Gulf Flex registered lubrication and Gulf Lube motor oil. Your car will start easier, run better, and last longer.
Thanks, Bud. And now let's go to the city park, where we find Mickey and Patsy walking home from the music publishing company.
Pay to the order of Michael Moran.
Let's sit down and rest a minute, Mickey. It's such a long walk from that bus. Mickey. Mickey!
Huh? Oh, sure. Gee, I'm sorry. Gosh, my first $100.
And that's just the beginning.
I'll say it is, because you know what this means? Now I can produce my show.
You mean on a real stage with an orchestra and people out in front who pay to get in?
Sure, I can rent that summer stock theater for $25.
But won't the costumes and scenery take an awful lot?
Yeah, but I'll go easy on big effects. Of course, I gotta get a swell big sign with your name on it, so it'll be out in front. After all, you'll be the singing star, you know.
Mickey, you mean you'll put my name right out in front of the theater?
Sure, it'll read, Michael Moran presents Michael Moran and Michael Moran's Great Music Review, directed by Michael Moran, with Patsy Barton.
Oh, gosh, I never expected. I never dreamed. I'll work hard for you, Mickey. Honest, I will.
Thanks, Pat. I feel like I ought to buy you a swell present out of this $100, but...
Yeah, I know. But this show will mean a lot to both of us if it goes over, and it will, Mickey. I know it will.
I hope so, but I do want to show my appreciation for, well, for spurring me on and making me think I'm good. Look, would you like to wear this?
Your music class pin? Oh, Mickey.
Yeah, I think it's gold. I've had it almost a year, and it hasn't turned green yet. Here, you can have it, Pat.
Gee. Well, is that all?
Well, what do you want me to say?
You know what I want you to say.
Well, I won't say it.
All right, then don't. You take your old pen.
Oh, wait a minute,
no,
Patsy,
I'm going
please.
Home.
But I do, Patsy, wait.
Do what?
I do what you want me to say, and I won't. Very much.
Well, then.
Oh, all right. There. Now you're satisfied? Come on, let's go.
What'll it be, kids? The banana specials is extra special today.
Two root beers, small ones, too, huh?
Two small root beers.
Hey, Mickey, the rehearsals are going fine.
Yeah, but the bankroll isn't. If I just had something I could hawker. If I could only run into an angel.
You mean as a special attraction for the show?
No.
An angel would be a novelty.
No, not that kind of an angel, Pat. I mean a backer, somebody to put some dough into the show. Harry Maddox always has one.
You mean the big Broadway producer?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder where he gets them.
I don't know, but you could call Mr. Maddox up and ask him. He might have an angel he wasn't using this season, or one that wasn't a full-time angel, just a cherub.
We've got to get some money somewhere, or we're sunk.
You can wait for us, Peter. We won't be long.
Hey, pipe that.
That's Baby Rosalie. Remember, she used to be the kid movie star.
Oh, Jack, isn't this quaint?
She acts like she believes her own publicity.
Yeah.
Such a delightful place. Of course, in California, we have drive-ins. You sit in your car and eat.
Well, in Freeport, all we've got's a drugstore.
Oh, hello, Patsy.
Hello.
I want you to meet a friend of mine. Miss Barton, this is Miss Essex. What's famous is Baby Rosalie.
How do you do, Miss Essex? I remember you very well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see me in my biggest success, The Queen's Little Daughter? Or did you see my smash hit, The Baby General?
Oh, well, let me see.
Dear me, it all seems so long ago. Jeff tells me you're going to produce the show.
Oh, I'm not. Mickey is. This is Mickey Moran.
Howdy.
Charmed, I'm sure. Do you think you might have anything for me in your show?
You mean that you'd really like to...
Oh, but of course. I'm dying to get back in harness.
Well, this isn't exactly a horse show, but we could use you fine. Why, with your name, we'll be able to... Well, oh, boy.
I imagine some of the lines will have to be rewritten to fit my personality.
Huh?
Who's the author?
I am. I wrote the whole show myself.
Oh, that's wonderful. Suppose we go up to my house right now and talk it over. Alone.
Okay. Swell. You'll excuse us, of course, Pat.
Oh, of course.
Bye. Goodbye, Pat. I'm positively excited about this production, Mr. Moran, and with your ability and my father.
Oh, how could we miss? With his ability and her following. Did you hear that?
Yeah. She's kind of pretty, isn't she?
Look at her cuddle up to him in that back seat.
Oh, well, Mickey's just being nice to her for business reasons. I hope.
Well, there they go. How about a drink, Pat?
Yeah. I kind of feel like I need a drink.
Well, so do I. What'll it be?
I'll have a Coke. No. From now on, I'm going to live dangerously. I'll have a double Coke. With lemon.
Hold it! Hold it, everybody! Oh, boys, that's murder! What's the matter with you violins there? Do you forget to turn the page or what? Come on, pay attention. Now, let's try it once again. From number 8, here we go. Come on.
Mickey?
Hello, Pat.
I've been practicing till I'm nearly hoarse. Gosh, isn't it going to be wonderful?
Yeah, I guess so. Only, look, Pat, I've got to talk to you. Keep going, will you, fellas? Here, Pat, let's go into this dressing room over here.
All right. Go right ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I had sort of a conference with Baby Rosalie yesterday.
Yes, I know. Very close conference from what I could see as you drove off.
Oh, she doesn't mean a thing to me. Honest, she don't. But I'm in an awful spot, Patsy. As I told you, I just got to have some money to put this show on. I just got to have an angel.
I see. Baby Rosalie is flying in on the beam.
Well, she's got $280.
Oh, gee, it's a lot of money. But what about her father? He never lets her do anything with us kids.
Well, her father's out of town.
Well, then everything's swell, isn't it?
You're not mad with me?
Of course not.
That's good, because there's something else I've got to tell you. You see, it's this way. Baby Rosalie won't put in her money unless we let her play the lead.
Oh, well, of course you've got to let her... The lead? You mean you want her to sing my song? The songs you wrote for me and say my line?
Oh, gee, Patsy.
Yeah, but we were going to do this together.
I know.
You and me, Mickey. It was going to be our first show.
I know, Patsy. Listen, if you're going to cry, I'm just going to call the whole thing off. I don't...
Who's crying? Don't be silly.
Pat, would you punch me right in the nose if I ask you to understudy?
Catherine Cornell did it, didn't she? I should be proud. The show has to go on, doesn't it? Come on, let's go and meet the new star.
Looks like poor Patsy has to put plenty of starch in her upper lip to keep it stiff. Before we go ahead to see what happens, here's an interesting new idea for you. Bud?
You probably heard of wasting time and wasting money, but did you ever know that you can waste a car, too? Because every car is built to give thousands of miles of satisfactory service, and if that car doesn't get the right care, it will wear out before it's time. So to help your automobile avoid an early old age, make sure it gets the best kind of care. Remember that your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer is always ready to give you Gulf's extra courtesy services. He does such things, for instance, as checking your tires and your battery, thus helping to prevent damage and unnecessary wear. And he's always ready, too, with Gulf quality products, such as Gulf No-Knox gasoline, the extra-value anti-knock gasoline especially designed to stop harmful pounding and hammering inside your engine. Yes, right now, when many of you don't know just when you're going to get a new car... It's a mighty good idea to let your Good Gulf dealer help your present car act, look, and feel young longer. So stop regularly at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc.
And now the second act of Babes in Arms, adapted for radio by Harry Cronman and Charles Tazwell, and starring Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. In about 10 seconds flat, Patsy has dropped from star to wonder study, and as our scene opens, Baby Rosalie, the new star, has arrived for rehearsal, and Mickey and Patsy are walking on stage to greet her.
Hello, everybody. I'm not late, am I?
No, you're not late. Only an hour and a half, that's all.
I'm so sorry. I do hope everybody will forgive me.
Well, let's get started with the rehearsal. We'll take that comedy scene first. Don, have you met Miss Essex?
No. How do you do, Miss Essex?
Well, I must speak to my agent about you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
My, it's so very close today.
Yes, it is sultry. Can I get you a drink of water?
Oh, thank you, my dear. Isn't she a sweet little girl?
Huh? Who, Pat? Oh, sure. Okay, let's take that Anthony and Cleopatra sketch. You, Don, Miss Essex.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Now, look. this space is Cleopatra's throne room, a very luxurious layout overlooking the Nile. Mm-hmm. These two chairs are a swell divan covered with satin cushion and ostrich feathers and probably a lot of pearls and things like
goodness.
That. And now, Don, you come in and stop, you see.
Yeah.
Just looking at Baby Rosalie, who's reclining on the divan. Would you recline, please, Miss Essex?
But don't I have any cushions?
Tomorrow, Miss Essex.
Oh.
Okay, Don, let's go. Now. Everybody get ready. Curtain!
Your Majesty.
Ah, Mark Antony, welcome to Egypt, land of mystery. We have a superb palace, a magnificent museum, a terrific climate, and on a clear day you can see the Sphinx.
Ah, Cleopatra, I have a feeling I will find Egypt fascinating.
Oh, wait a minute. Terrible, Don. Terrible. Huh? Oh, that's an awful way to kiss.
I didn't think so.
Don, the way you speak the lines, everything, I don't know. There's no feeling. I want you to try a more virile approach, like Clark Gable.
Oh, Gable and I work differently.
Yeah. That's why he works more often. That's what we need, that Gable quality. Look, I'll show you. Wait a minute. Excuse me. Stand over there, will you?
Well, Cleo, you stole me around here for the last time. Nobody could push Mark Antony around, see? Last month I took over the south side, and now I'm taking over the palace. And what's more important, I'm taking over you, see?
Quiet, come on, quiet.
Hey, what's going on here? Cleopatra, who is this man?
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Moran.
I forgot to tell you, this is your Uncle Crevus.
Oh, but Cleopatra didn't have an uncle.
She has now.
Hey, should I keep on going, Mickey, while I'm still hot?
Hot? You're as cold as yesterday's oatmeal. I want the uncle to be a violent character, like Lionel Barrymore. Here, like this.
Young man, we don't like strangers around this palace. I'll give you just 48 hours to get out.
All right, but she loves me, see? Then when I go, Cleo goes with me.
No, just a moment. Cleo stays here.
But Cleo's leaving with me, I tell you.
Now, just a moment. Who's Cleo? Who's Cleo? I'm Cleo. Cleo, where are... Oh,
never mind.
Gentlemen, don't fight over me.
Well, that's it. That's the idea. You know what I mean?
Come on. Come on, Mark Antony. Finish the scene. Kiss her.
Yeah. Sure. Anything to oblige.
Darling.
Wait. You mean I've got to kiss her like that?
Well, maybe it won't be necessary, Don. Come to think of it, maybe I'll play this part myself.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it could be the thermometer, but I think it was Pat. Looks like she dropped your glass of water.
This bus for New York makes all connections north and west. Show your tickets, please.
Patsy! Patsy! Geez, Patsy, I just found out.
Well, you needn't bother.
Patsy, wait. I got to talk to you. Just listen. You're acting like a baby, just a great big baby.
I am not a baby, Mr. Moran.
Then why are you going away?
Well, I'm going to visit my aunt upstate.
Gee, Patsy, whatever I've done is because I had to.
Did you have to kiss baby Rosalie like that?
It's part of my business. I'm a director.
Well, you better get back to work, Mr. Ziegfeld. The Girl Scouts are just clamoring for you.
But, Patsy, look, will you?
Here, you'll probably want your pin back, too.
Patsy!
Indian giver!
Patsy, wait a... Wait a minute, Patsy!
I hope you're sorry. Don't forget the line.
Wait a minute. Attention, please. Now listen. The house is a sellout, see? We gotta make those folks out there glad that they came and make them happy they spent their dough. Okay, that's all. Good luck to you all, kids.
Hey, Mickey. Yeah. Make more thunder. You think it's gonna rain?
How should I know? I'm a producer, not a weatherman.
Yes, but Michael, we've got an outdoor theater.
I'll build you a closing when I find the time. Say, how do you feel?
A little nervous.
Me too, but you gotta be great tonight, see? You go out there and sell your song to all those people.
Get out of my way. Get out of my
way. Hey, who is that?
Mickey, that's my father.
Oh, so there you are. Where is this Michael Moran?
Right here, sir.
So, you're the little twerp that's going to explode the prestige of an important name, huh? It's lucky I got back in time.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Essex.
Not
I
a
was
minute.
Just...
Rosalie, you're getting out of here.
Oh, but Father...
But she's the star of the show.
Don't make me laugh. She gets $4,000 a week.
I know, but you can't just take her away like that.
Father, honest, I've got a great part.
Part? I'll tell you when you've got a great part. Now, come along,
Essex. Oh, please.
Wait a minute. Will you please, kids? Just give me a chance. Let me think. Mickey, look. Patsy.
I may be a sap about the men I pick, but I'm not a quitter. Our family are troopers. We don't walk out on anybody's show.
Who said anything about... Listen, Patsy, you're back in the lead. I wrote this show for you. Now go out there and show them that I wasn't crazy when I did it.
You really mean I'm going to... Oh, gee, Mickey, you're...
Never mind, I know. I'm an Indian giver. Now go on and get out there, will you? Please, Miss Everybody. Here we go.
I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. Every road has its turning. That's one thing you're learning. I cried for you. What a fool I used to be. But I'll find two eyes just a little bit bluer, and I'll heart just a little bit true. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. I'll find two eyes just a little bit true, and I'll find a heart just a little bit true. I cried for you.
You were terrific.
Was it really all right, Mickey?
You saved the show, that's all. Now that we've got the curtain up and the show started, there's nothing can stop us.
Gosh, Mickey, it looks like rain.
What's the difference? We've got a show. Who cares about a little rain? There's just no luck in the Moran family, Pat.
Well, anyway, it took a hurricane to stop you, Mickey.
Yeah.
And at least we got through the first number. It was swell while it lasted.
Sure, but what do we do now? Our money's gone, our costumes are spoiled, and our scenery was last sighted sailing over Connecticut.
Well, at least this old dressing room is dry. Besides, I can still sing, and you can still write songs.
Maybe I can't. Maybe I got this kick in the pants because I was too big for my britches. I guess I better forget about being a big producer and get myself a job. I'm through with show business.
No, you mustn't say that. We've got to make those things come true that we've always talked about. Our name in lights on Broadway. Making people laugh and cry and applaud. You can't give up, Mickey.
Pardon me for interrupting, but I think she's just right, Mickey.
Huh? What?
I think you're much too young to retire, and I'd like to make you a little proposition.
say, look, if I owe you money for something I bought for the show...
No, nothing like that. My name is Maddox, Henry Maddox.
You mean... You can't mean you're the Mr. Maddox?
The Broadway producer?
That's right. I came down to see your show tonight. It was the first time I was ever drowned and liked it.
Do you mean that, Mr. Maddox?
Yes, and it gave me a great idea, too. I'd like to try your show on Broadway. The old street needs new faces, and I think your show would just hit the spot.
Mickey! Mickey, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
He wants our show on Broadway.
Yeah.
Our show and you and me, Mickey, together.
Yeah. Gosh.
Hey, what's the matter with him?
Oh, he always faints when he's surprised, Mr. Maddox. But don't worry. I promise you he'll be all right for opening night.
Gosh, Patsy. Us in a real Broadway show.
And it's a hit, Mickey. A smash hit. Listen to that applause.
Pat.
What?
Would you like to wear this again?
Gosh,
And if you want me to say what I...
Oh, Mickey, quick, we're on.
Huh? Oh, but I love you.
Mickey, you said it.
Gosh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
If your point of view is drab, take a quick vacation.
Fill your car with good Gulf gas and drive around the nation.
Leave your troubles all behind, dust off your machinery.
The cobwebs off your mind, view this nation's scenery.
Turn your faces to the east, watch the lovely sunrise. Fill your soul with morning sun, there is work that must be done. You will find it lots more fun if you stand up and sing.
Hi there, neighbor, go
west on the Lincoln Highway. Hi there, Yankees, give out with a great big thank you.
You're in God's country,
where grass is greener, timber taller,
mountains bigger and troubles smaller.
Hi there, Chappie, you ought to be gay and happy.
You're in God's country.
100 million brooders can't be wrong.
Give a hand.
Give a smile.
For your land, where smiles are broader, freedom greater.
Let every man thank his own creator.
Hi there, Yankee, give out with a great big thank you. You're in God's country.
Mickey and Judy, that was a terrific finish to a splendid show, Babes in Arms. And I know that our listeners are all eager to see your new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Babes on Broadway. That applause you hear is a barometer of the enthusiasm of our listeners, not only for your performances, but for your generosity in donating your appearances tonight so that Gulf could give the money you would ordinarily receive to the Motion Picture Relief Fund. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a word about next week's show. Next week, we'll present the most thrilling, most popular, most dramatic...
Hey, Raj, wait just a minute. What's cooking with all the fancy talk, huh?
Shh, Mickey, I'm announcing next week's show.
Friend, you're overly verbose.
Well, yeah, but I got to give our listeners a build-up. We want them to be sure not to miss next week's program.
Tut-tut, too many words, friend. What you need is a lesson in emceeing.
Well, now, that could be, Mickey, could be. How would you announce next week's show?
Well, I'd simply say, ladies and gentlemen, next week, the Gulf Screen Guild Theater presents... Cary Grant and Irene Dunne in Penny's Serenade. Yes, sir, a grand show. And that's all I'd say, Roger, because building up something that's already in a class by itself is sort of gilding the lily. Friend, it's gilding the lily.
Mickey, my son, you're definitely right, which leaves me nothing more to say except the old crew will be back at the same stand next week. Oscar Bradley, assisted by Frank Tours, Bud Heaston, and yours truly... when Gulf presents the screen hit of the year, Penny's Serenade, starring Cary Grant and Irene Dunne. Mark it down as a date with us, will you? Friends, when Cleveland was inaugurated President of the United States, he said, "The man who takes the oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States only assumes the solemn obligation that every patriotic citizen shares with him." And friends, in times like these, we're all anxious to help preserve, protect, and defend our country. Something we all can do is to buy United States defense bonds, because these bonds play a mighty important part in our nation's defense effort. So buy defense bonds, as many as you can, and as often as you can. This is Roger Pryor, speaking for your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and saying, good night, everyone.
Don't forget our date next week. Tune to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater and hear Cary Grant and Irene Dunne in Penny's Serenade.
This transcribed program came to you from our Hollywood studios.